Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Community volunteers are organizing over half a dozen drive-through pop-up food distribution events across the Thumb area in January, with only two scheduled in Huron County. Since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in March of 2020, local organizers and community groups have conducted more than 300 food distributions, providing over 3 million pounds of food to residents in the Upper Thumb. January drive-through food pantry dates and locations are as follows. In Huron County, Saturday, January 10th, at Thumb Breakfast or Bread Basket, drive-through distribution 10 a.m. to noon or until supplies run out at the Pigeon River Mennonite Church at 7120 Geiger Road in Pigeon. Thursday, January 15th, food giveaway starting at 10 a.m. in Port Hope Fire Hall at 4205 North Lakeshore Road in Port Hope. In Sanilac County, Wednesday, January 14th, 10 a.m. at Sandusky Transportation Building at 110 Campbell Road in Sandusky, followed by another one at noon at Valiant Ministries at 5242 North Black River Road in Croswell. Also Thursday, January 22nd in Sanilac County at 3:30 p.m. at Kohler Propane at 8744 Burnside Road in Brown City. In Tuscola County, Saturday, January 24th, 10 a.m. at Wesleyan Church at 3248 Washington Street in Kingston. The key details for the drive-through events are as follows. Arrive with your vehicle trunk open and empty. Distribution is first come, first served. Quantities are limited, and these events are free and open to everyone. And the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating a man reported missing from an adult foster care home in Caro. Raymond J. Vargo was last seen Friday morning around 9 a.m. leaving the Agape AFC home on Van Gysen Road. He was driving a yellow 2002 Pontiac Aztec with Michigan license plate 6King7082 and has not returned. Vargo is described as a white male, approximately 5 feet 5 inches tall, and weighing about 208 pounds. He has dark, shaggy hair and a mostly gray beard. At the time he was last seen, he was wearing black sweatpants and a black and gray button-up shirt. According to staff at the facility, Vargo does not have known medical conditions and does not take medication and does not carry a cell phone. While he is allowed to leave on his own and sometimes travels to areas, casinos, including Soaring Eagle, it is unusual for him to be gone this long. He has no listed emergency contacts. Anyone with information about Vargo's location is urged to contact Tuscola County Central Dispatch at 989-673-8738. Once again, 989-673-8738. And there is a photo of Vargo on our website at thumbnet.net. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb. Cellular.
Hey, we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and getting to more local news. Michael J. Schwerdtfeger was sentenced on two counts of forgery of an automobile registration. He received 12 months of probation for forging his deceased mother's signature on the titles of two vehicles. He is eligible for a delayed sentence, which will be reviewed on January 4th, 2027. Todd Wolschlager was sentenced for a probation violation discovering during a Operation Nighthawk compliance check. He registered a 0.079 BAC, or blood alcohol content, which violated the terms of his probation. Additionally, his wife submitted a letter to his parole officer expressing fear for her safety. As a result, his probation was revoked, and he was sentenced to the Michigan Department of Corrections for a term of 18 months to 7.5 years, with credit for 412 days already served. And Shane M. Whitehead was found to have successfully completed the terms of his delayed sentence. Judge Pearl commended Whitehead for maintaining 513 days of sobriety, his upcoming expansion on family with his wife, and making a complete turnaround in his life, noting that he is now on the right path. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carrow Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.